This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
I don't know if anyone other than Josh Vernier has ever been on the show in back-to-back days. This is a first. If somebody was going to cross this threshold and do something that has never before been done, I would have picked Jake Eisenberg. Jake, I had no clue that our second date was going to happen this quickly. We had our first date yesterday. It went magical. I was wondering if you were going to call. I didn't know you were going to call so quick.
Well, look, man, when the first date is as magical as it was yesterday, how could you not pick up the phone and call for a second date as soon as possible?
You know what? That's a really, really good point. You know, I'm not sure when our third date is going to be. I mean, I wish we could keep doing this, but man, I'm sad that baseball season has come to a close.
Yeah, and it's weird, too. I was talking to, you know, Danny Ryan, Sue, and Eric after the game last night. And, you know, keep in mind, this is the first time that the Royals have gone to the postseason and not been to the World Series since 1981. And so this is kind of a weird feeling for everybody involved, but, you know, certainly me, given that this was the first postseason that I was a part of. But the thing that I said to them is that it was just so odd that, you know, we had this intense, incredible, electric atmosphere and feeling around Kansas City and around the ballpark and during the game, and then all of a sudden you snap your fingers and it's gone. And you wake up the next morning and you're trying to figure out what to do because you don't really have anywhere to be, and it's really bizarre.
Jake, how are you going to remember this season?
I mean, I'm going to remember this season as a year that, you know, had a pretty incredible turnaround. And I know from the outside looking in, expectations were whatever they were going to be following a 106-loss season. But I think we all came into spring training expecting that this team was going to take a significant step forward and this team was going to, at the very least, compete. And then I think we saw pretty quickly that this team wasn't just going to compete, it was going to contend, and they did. And they made the playoffs. They brought postseason baseball back to Kauffman Stadium after 9 years, and that is no small thing. And I think when we look back at this season, we're going to remember it for a team that turned around kind of the outlook of this organization and this franchise for years to come. And I think we can't help but look back at this season and remember what we witnessed Bobby Witt Jr. do. He put up the single greatest statistical regular season in Royals franchise history. End of sentence, end of story, period. You look at what he did in 161 games this year, and he put up the best single season numbers any Royals player has ever done, and then also took this team back to the postseason. You know, without Bobby Witt Jr., who finished the year as a 10-win player in terms of wins above replacement, you know, technically you put in a league-average shortstop and you're looking at a 76-win team, not an 86-win team. That was the impact that he made on the 2024 Kansas City Royals, and we saw him ascend to superstardom at the end of 2023. Now he is fully entrenched in superstardom and it continues to raise the bar at only 24 years old. I think that's going to be one of the biggest takeaways, is that this was kind of the start of his rise to one of the best five players in the sport year in and year out.
I noticed it afterwards, and I saw a couple media people tweet it out. Whenever the game was over, the person who was at the top of the dugout watching the celebration was Bobby Witt Jr. I am going to be really excited to see an offseason of, hey, I started to figure some things out, but I didn't have the postseason that I wanted, but I love the feeling of this, and I want to get back. I do want to know what that version of Bobby Witt Jr. looks like, that we're not questioning on whether or not he's a superstar. He is a superstar, and he's going to be on the short list of players to kick off the season that can win American League MVP.
Yeah, and I think that'll be the case every single year. And I think what we saw from Bobby this postseason, let's not forget, he had both go-ahead RBIs in the wild card series. He helped the Royals win both of those two games, a 1-0 game in game one, a 2-1 game in game two, and the Royals don't win that game or those games without Bobby Witt Jr. And I think what we saw during the division series was a combination of really the entire Royals offense going cold to a degree. But when that happens, yes, some of it is on the Royals offense, but you also got to look at the other side. Matt Quatrero reminds us this all the time, that the team across the field is trying to win just as much as the team in the first base dugout at Kauffman Stadium. And the Yankees pitching had been really, really good all year, especially their bullpen. Their bullpen didn't allow an earned run the entire division series, and they executed their game plans and executed their pitches exactly the way that they hoped to during the series. It was an incredibly low-scoring series. So, you know, in a sense, both pitching staffs performed well outside the walks that we talked about yesterday. But I think you can tip your cap to the Yankees pitching staff. They executed their game plan against Bobby Witt Jr. and the rest of the Royals lineup. And ultimately, that's a big reason why the Yankees are moving on.
Right now, we're talking to Jake Eisenberg on the Royals Radio Network. I don't think this is something that we're going to talk about 2, 3, 5 years from now, but just being at the game and watching the entire flight of the ball, I'm always going to think, man, what if Kyle Isbell had hit a home run here? Like, you were there, I was there, you could just feel it. That crowd was waiting for anything to get excited about. And if Kyle Isbell had hit a home run in that moment to tie the game up at 3-3, that place would have went absolutely insane.
Man, and I feel like just if everybody that was sitting in the upper deck just took a big inhale and then blew as much as they could toward right field, maybe it would have combated the wind coming in from right just enough to send that ball over the wall, because there was this internal will. And like, we were standing up in the booth as it was happening. As that ball was taking flight, all of us were starting to stand up in our chairs, and we were ready to go crazy also. And unfortunately, that's just kind of the way that the game went last night. And, you know, a tough swing to fall, you know, that close to what would have been a pretty seminal moment in Royals franchise history. But I think it's, you know, I think it's also a testament to how close that game was and how close the series was, that, you know, one swing of the bat at that point in the game could have changed the entire complexion of the game. The fact that all four games were decided by two or fewer runs, I mean, these were coin flip games for the most part. And unfortunately, it landed on Yankees, you know, three times and only the Royals once.
I say this all the time in football is, you know, like, take a team like the Lions, for example. There's two steps that you can take. You can go from being a bad team to being a pretty decent team, but then you got to take that next step from being that good team to, can you be a great team? I'm with you that Royals fans should feel encouraged, because as good as the Yankees are, that's a team that won 94 games, the one seed in the American League playoffs, could probably win the World Series. They are not that far off from being the Yankees. Now it's about doing that work in the offseason to try to close that gap just a little bit to give yourself an even better chance of beating them or Houston or whoever it could be next year in the postseason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, I'll give you one more number as to how close it really is. You remember when the Yankees came to Kauffman Stadium and took 3 out of 4 from the Royals? That was in mid-June. Since the end of that series through the end of the regular season, the Royals went 46-46. The Royals were a 500 team from that point of the season to the end of the year. The Yankees were 45-46. They were a game below 500 from that point until the end of the season. So we're talking about two teams that from the time the Yankees left Kauffman Stadium until the end of the regular season were as neck and neck as it gets. And we saw a neck and neck series. And yeah, I think that's incredibly encouraging.
Jake, do you have a stat guy? Because every time I've talked to you, you just got like 4 or 5 of these. I don't believe that you're just sitting down in front of Pro Baseball Reference and busting these numbers down. You got a stat guy that follows you around.
No stat guy. I've just got a lot of experience in minor league baseball, kind of doing every little thing that we can possibly do without any help. And so you know where to find numbers and you know kind of what numbers might be interesting, and you have a knack for just figuring out the things on your own and just having them at your disposal. Look, if this is only year 2 for me in Kansas City, I don't have the institutional knowledge of Hall of Famer Denny Matthews, who's been doing it now 56 years. I don't have the experience of Ryan Lefever, who was 3-time All Big Ten at Minnesota before he jumped into the broadcast booth and has now been doing it in Kansas City for 26 years. So I got to make up that gap somehow. And you know, thankfully I can, you know, whip up a couple of numbers here or there that can, you know, help match the eye test. You know, we know kind of what we're seeing. Sometimes the numbers tell us that what we're seeing is actually the thing that we're seeing. Sometimes they tell us to look in a different place, or they tell a different story. And I just think that that's one of the interesting angles that we can take when it comes to this game. It's not all about the numbers at all. It's about feel. It's about reaction. It's about emotion. Sometimes those statistics, sometimes those numbers, they can help illuminate or inform the thing that we're watching in a way that I think is interesting.
Last thing here, Jake, and we appreciate your time. Who was your favorite, I guess least favorite in this context, would be baseball villain? You know, every time Jazz Chisholm came up to bat, he was getting booed. I mean, it didn't matter what he did. And then he kind of did something where he kind of sparked a fake fight, and then there were even more boos about it. Let's say it was 12-year-old Jake Eisenberg. He's fallen in love with baseball. Who was your least favorite player? Who was your baseball villain?
Oh, this is easy. You know, growing up a Mets fan in the early 2000s, my biggest baseball villain was Chase Utley. You know, those late 2000s Phillies teams, and he was kind of the face of them. And then, of course, there was the, you know, the takeout slide and the broken leg for Ruben Tejada in the postseason in 2015, I think it was, or whenever that was, the year's escaping me. But point is, yeah, he was the baseball villain of my childhood. But, you know, having been able to take a step back, like, you come to appreciate the kind of player that he was and what he meant both to Philadelphia and then to the Dodgers when he was there at the end of his career. And you understand like why he played the way that he played and how he played. And as much as he was a baseball villain in the eyes of 12-year-old Jake, 29-year-old Jake can now take a step back and say, yeah, that was a player that I didn't really like when I was a kid, that if he came to the plate, I would have absolutely booed. But you know what? If he was on my team, I would have loved that guy.
You know what? Now thinking about this, I think the two for me would be Milton Bradley and also AJ Pierzynski. Didn't like those guys when I was 12, 13 years old. Hated them, in fact.
You know, I'll give you one more. Like, when I was a kid, like, the worst, you know, sports moment of my childhood was when Carlos Beltran struck out looking in the 2006 NLCS, went down looking at an Adam Wainwright curveball. And so Adam Wainwright immediately becomes a villain in my mind. But man, like, getting a chance to watch him in person and call some of his games over the last few years, and sure, he was in, you know, Cardinal red and all that, but you just appreciate the longevity and the career that he had. And he's become a pretty good broadcaster too. And so you take a step back from from the moment, and you realize again, like, man, that was a tough moment, but like, he executed a pitch and it didn't go the way that, you know, 11-year-old Jake wanted it to go. But man, that's a hall of very good career that he has.
That is our guy, Jake Eisenberg, joining us on the show. Jake, you know what, man? We got to hang out at one point. We've talked about this over the course of the last 2 years. At some point, me, you, and Rob, we're going to go to dinner, man.
Yeah, look, you got my number. You know where to find me. I'm just waiting by the phone, waiting for you to call. You know, this is a second date now, C-Dot, and, you know, I'm ready for a third.
I can't wait for it. That's Jake Eisenberg joining us on the show today. Thanks, Jake.
Yep, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.